Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, we haven't talked about produce in the park on Backyard and Beyond for a while, so I thought that would be a good thing. And then also last evening, I was asked to do a program for the local Lions Club, and so we talked about produce in the park. That's sort of a top priority for me these days. But I also, here in a little bit, want to talk about farmers markets in general. But I want to visit with Chris. You know, what's the best way for people to find out about produce in the park?
Well, a really good way is to get onto Facebook and search for Produce in the Park. And if you search Produce in the Park, Atlantic, Iowa is the full title of the page name. And then just like the page there, and you can follow along, check in each week. We try to do a good job of, or you guys do a great job of finding out who's going to be there and what they're going to have, and give you a little teaser of what you can expect. And then information, of course, about what entertainment and activities will be there that week, so it's kind of a weekly reminder for you.
Well, we might have to provide the information, but Chris is the one who gets it on there, and that's really, really important. And then the other thing, Chris, if I guess especially if you haven't been there, you might want to scroll down. Lots of pictures.
Yeah, and Susan Retz, who's done a lot of work with organizing Produce in the Park and helping you out with the vendors, she does a great job of taking some pictures every week and shipping them over to me, and I'll toss them up onto the Facebook page so you can kind of get an idea of what's happening there at Produce in the Park and have a little fun seeing those friendly faces.
Now, Chris, if somebody had a question about Produce in the Park, can they put that on Facebook?
Yeah, they can there, too. There's a way, of course, to send us messages there onto the page. The way the page is set up is I have it so that it's just only the publicly seen things that you'll see on the page are only what comes from us. But if you do post something to the page, then it can be responded to. We'll still get notified, and then we can answer those questions for you. And there have been a few people that have done that.
Great. Because I know some people kind of, that's how they plan their day and so on. For me, it's maybe more entertainment. But it's good, you know, I've some other places when I wanted information, I go to Facebook. And there's so much information that's available there.
Yeah, and a lot of people, too, ask about, well, you know, what's your guys' website? Well, this is the website, essentially. It's providing all the same information that you'd find anywhere else, and it's, of course, easy to do, and a lot of people are familiar with it, so easy to navigate.
You bet. So, and I know, Chris, that you've been to Produce in the Park a couple of times. I can't count, but I know I see you quite often there. You know, why do you go? What do you expect?
Well, of course, the produce is a draw, I think, for everyone.
I hope so.
It's good stuff. You know, it's stuff that you don't always find everywhere else, and you get to meet a lot of the farmers directly that are right there selling their own stuff, and it's fun to interact with them to see how, you know, their experience is going with it, and it's obviously very tasty, so that's a good, good part
kind
of it.
Yeah, kind of number one there.
And and then it's just a good atmosphere, you know. People are there to have a good time, you know, maybe grab something to eat, enjoy a little entertainment, and I think maybe if, you know, people are, you know, everybody's, I think, just so worried about their time these days. You know, everybody wants to prioritize everything they have to do. Well, you know, you don't have to be there very long either. If you just want to show up and be there for 10 to 15 minutes, that's fine. You know, it's just a nice evening out, something to do.
And it's been, except for the one night that we were almost rained out, and, you know, we never shut down, but one night we had to go under the shelter and there were only a few people. After that, it has been beautiful, even those days when, you know, the thermometer said maybe 90 plus. By the time we got to the park, it was lovely.
Yeah. There was a couple of nights there where the sunshine in the afternoon, you got to wonder, is it going to be a little warm today? But, yeah, and, of course, the park has some great shade there, too, so that helps a lot. But, it's been great. Can't ask much more from Mother Nature.
That's for sure. Let's hope that keeps up. And when I say keeps up, we're going to be there till October 15th. So it's a total of 20 weeks.
That's impressive.
Started June 4th, So we need to have people keep coming, you know. Some of the discussion has been, you know, if people came on June 4th, they're going, well, there's not many vendors here, although there were a dozen. I think that's quite a few.
That's pretty good.
But you got to have shoppers. If you're going to have vendors, I mean, they can't come and set up and go, well, I can't afford to do this if nobody comes to shop. So we got to just keep reminding you that when school starts, that doesn't mean that Produce in the Park or other farmers markets are closing down.
Yeah, yeah. It's something that's, you know, progressive every week. You want to make it part of your routine, I guess.
Yeah, and something new, you know, the produce every week keeps adding on. I'm just amazed, Chris, at the variety. You know, you'd think that, okay, spring is lettuce and green bean time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of the vendors still have those products, as well as all of the other summer kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen some great green beans the last couple of times that I've gone here in just in the last couple of weeks.
Right.
So.
And, of course, tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes. That's really coming on now, so there's lots of those options.
Yeah, and cucumbers and all that kind of good stuff. And I know that some of them have enough quantity. For instance, if somebody wanted to make pickles, there's enough cucumbers there to buy to make pickles, or maybe even canned tomatoes. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Nice thing about being with some of those vendors, too, if it's something that maybe you haven't tried, they're right there to answer your questions, too, so it's easy.
And lots of them, yes, how do I fix this? How do I, you know, even handle it? Yeah, they've got lots of suggestions. Good point. So lots of information there. And then saying information, the other thing that was added this year is we've called it an education space where groups and people and businesses, I guess more organizations have been there to tell you what they're doing, what that's all about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good resource for them to reach out to people, too. Yeah. You know, you're there, might as well get a little more information.
You bet. And then, of course, there's the kids' activities, and we've been trying to have great things for the kids every week. Of course, bounce houses are the favorite.
Mm-hmm. It's always popular.
But tomorrow night, man, you got to get the kids there. The magician, Rick Eugene Bramer, is going to be there, but he is... And I don't think he was bragging when he said this. And you heard him say this yesterday morning, I think we visited him, that he is probably the speediest balloon character maker ever. And he said he wasn't trying for a record or anything. He just can do it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Over 100 different characters.
Yeah, I was impressed when he said that he had that many things he knew. And he said, I'm always learning something new, too. So it's impressive.
So, and those will be free for the kids. So you want to come and... let your kids see and make those and get one and probably have some requests.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes I understand why it's important to be speedy because I was just at the Omaha Zoo last week and it was Members Day and they had some people out there doing the balloon animals. Those lines can get pretty long.
Yes.
The kids want to get those balloons.
Yeah, right. And but, you know, again, they're going to be in the shade and there's no fee for that. So come on out. And then... of course, the other big thing tomorrow night is the Stagecoach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Wells Fargo Stagecoach. I mean, you've seen that across your TV screen. Mm-hmm. And remember all the old Western movies that where there are people traveling in the Stagecoach. And didn't you got to wonder, how could they do that? I mean, you had to be pretty, want to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it'll be fun. That'll be parked near the park, so you can go and take a look at that. And then sort of just talking about what's happening tomorrow night, also Emily Kringle will be making something to taste. And I don't know if you've had a chance, Chris, to try out some of the things the chefs have been making. They're yummy.
Yeah, and that's what's fun too, is it maybe sparks a couple of ideas for you because you try something that's different that you never probably would have in your own kitchen and gives you a few ideas.
Right. And I think they've tried to keep it pretty simple, you know, not something that takes 100 ingredients and takes 2 hours to make, that it's, you know, pretty realistic. So that happens every week. And I just might mention coming up next week, Charlotte Saluk, who is a young chef. I'm anxious to see her. The beef producers, then the next week, Todd Pratt from our Daily Bread is going to be on board one of the weeks. Jack Jensen, who's been a favorite in grilling in the past. Laura Canning, Dutch Oven Cooking. Kim Comas, who's famous for almond cake, baking her almond cake business. There's going to be somebody there every week.
There you go. Always something new.
Yeah, exactly. And... in terms of entertainment, that's sort of been, we haven't been quite as successful at getting entertainment every week. But I do want to mention on September 3rd that Sue Croker, who was the best accordion player at the state fair last year, is going to be at Produce in the Park.
That'll be interesting.
Well, that'd
that's
be
something
fun.
Different, yeah.
Yeah, and so we got some other folks lined up, and always something fun to do. So if you haven't been there, you've been missing out, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Come
yeah, like
stop
I
by.
Said, it's just a fun, casual atmosphere. There's no pressure.
And there is reserve parking for seniors, and there is at least one handicap parking slot. And I haven't even gotten to talk about how important farmers markets are to our community, economic impact, health impact, farmers markets wherever you go. But we want to be sure to see you at Produce in the Park on Thursday nights, 4:30 to 6:30.